Time to talk Buffalo Sabres hockey once again with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, I hate to sound like a broken record week after week, but this has turned out to be a pretty miserable season already. The Sabres are coming off back-to-back shutout losses. They've lost 9 of their last 10 games. This is among their worst starts in franchise history.
It's just been an awful start. And when you think that they're on par right now with those tank teams from 2013-14 and 14-15, it's stunning, really, that they're that bad again after totally overhauling the team, after bringing in what we thought was some top-tier talent, drafting Jack Eichel, changing regimes and coaches, and here we are 3-4 years later, and they're tied for last in the league. They have 6 wins, and we're about to hit December. They have the league's worst offense. They're just in a rut here, and as we talked about last week, I don't see a quick way for them out. I don't see anyone coming from Rochester to rescue them. I don't see players on the horizon in the next year or so that are going to totally change the team. This is a long haul ahead of them, and right now they're bad. They're bad. They're boring. And I think there's a lot of shock within the organization that they're this bad, and I think, obviously, the fan base is very shocked.
Well, Coach Phil Housley and some of the players made comments Tuesday night about how they lack urgency early in games. They're constantly chasing their opponents. They tend to look their best in those last few minutes when they're desperate to get that game-tying goal. Why can't they play that way for 60 minutes?
That's a good question. I'm not sure, and I don't think they know. It's been a trend this season that once they fall behind 2-3 goals maybe, they turn it on, and that's when you see some of their best hockey, some of their best offense. One theory is that the pressure's off the Sabres at that point, and once that's removed, that they kind of start finding their way. I think opponents sometimes relax a little when they get up 2 or 3 goals, so that might be part of it. But, I mean, in those snippets of the games late, when we see Sabres pushing for goals, we see that they do have some talent, that they can impose their will on a team and sort of dictate the play. We usually don't see that enough early in games, in the middle of games. It's been a theme late in games when they're behind. If they started games that way, if they showcase that consistency throughout games, and you're not going to play that way for 60 minutes, of course, but if they just brought that a little more, a little earlier, they could be a totally different team.
Well, when you watch other teams, better teams, what are they doing that the Sabres aren't?
Those teams basically operate as cohesive 5-man units when the Sabres don't, and those teams are more consistent. I think having examined this Sabres team now for over 2 months and seen a lot of other NHL teams, I think it comes down to talent. Do the Sabres have a lot of guys underachieving this season? Certainly. I mean, basically, you could argue almost everyone across the board, most notably Jack Eichel, Ryan O'Reilly, Kyle Okposo, those guys are underachieving. Vander Kane and Benoit Pouliot maybe are the only guys who are living up to expectations or overachieving. But you look at the roster, and it's just not as good as other rosters. Their second line is another team's third or fourth line. Their fourth line probably wouldn't dress on a lot of other NHL teams. You have a lot of people wondering about Coach Phil Housley, and is he cut out to be an NHL coach, and is he in over his head? And I don't think Phil Housley's in over his head. Time will ultimately tell what kind of NHL coach Phil Housley is. But Phil Housley's a Hall of Fame defenseman. He played 21 years. He became a top assistant with the Nashville Predators. To me, from everything I've seen, he knows what he's doing. It's just, I think, a lack of talent, mostly. So I think you give Scotty Bowman this group of players and you wouldn't get a ton out of them.
Well, it doesn't get any easier. The Sabres play a home-and-home with the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins Friday and Saturday. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.